Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Libertor. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that a lot of homeowners in Sarasota are dealing with right now: why their homes just aren't moving. David, you see this all the time in the market. What's going on out there?
Yeah, thanks for having me. You know, it's interesting because I talk to sellers every week who are frustrated. They put their home on the market, they wait, and nothing happens. But here's the thing, it's rarely just one reason. There are usually multiple factors at play that are keeping a home from selling.
Right, so it's not like there's one magic bullet. It's more like a combination of things. Can you walk me through some of the biggest culprits you're seeing?
Absolutely. First, pricing is huge. I'd say that's probably the number one issue. Homeowners come to me with an idea of what they think their home is worth, but the market doesn't always agree. If you're priced too high, you're not going to get showings, and your home just sits there getting stale.
Oh, wow. So it's not just about being a little bit overpriced either, right? Like, there's probably a sweet spot.
Exactly. Even being 5 or 10% overpriced can make a huge difference. Buyers are looking at comparable homes, they're doing their research, and if your price doesn't match the market reality, you lose them. Then there's the presentation side of things. Your home could be perfectly fine, but if it's not showing well, bad lighting, clutter, curb appeal issues, that's a major problem.
So you're talking about things like first impressions, when people pull up, and then what they see when they walk inside.
Exactly. A lot of sellers don't realize how critical those first few seconds are. People make snap judgments, and then inside you've got things like outdated features, poor condition of the property, or just the way it's staged. These things matter way more than people think.
That makes total sense. So if someone's listening to this and they're thinking, okay, my home's been on the market for a while, what should they actually do about it?
First thing, get a real assessment. Have someone who knows the market look at your home objectively. Is the price right? Is the presentation working? Are there any actual issues with the property that need fixing? Once you know what you're dealing with, you can make a plan. Sometimes it's a price adjustment. Sometimes it's some staging and cleanup. Sometimes it's more serious repairs.
I love that approach because it's not just guessing. You're actually diagnosing the problem, and I'm guessing the fix depends on what you find.
Right. You can't fix a pricing problem with fresh paint, and you can't fix a structural issue with staging. You have to identify what's actually holding your home back, then address it. That's how homes actually move.
This was really helpful, David. For anyone out there struggling to sell in Sarasota, it sounds like the key is being honest about what's really going on with your property and taking action. Thanks so much for breaking this down.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, if anyone wants to talk through their situation, I'm always happy to help. It's what I do.